Judging by Minnesota Governor Mark Dayton's recent response to North Carolina's decision to protect women and girls in particular from the obvious dangers of gender-neutral bathrooms and locker rooms, it's quite evident he would veto any common-sense measure protecting the people of Minnesota. Yet the Minnesota House is moving forth nonetheless in what the leadership sees as of grave importance to protecting the citizens from danger in the most private of public places. Albert Lea Representative Peggy Bennett first explains why she doesn't agree with Governor Dayton's decision to ban all non-essential state travel to North Carolina.
Why would we be doing non-essential travel on state money anywhere? So that was kind of my first funny thought. But when I look at the general subject, I think it's very sad. And I think the governor and many people are confused with the direction that this bill is, that we're looking at safety and personal privacy for women and girls especially. It is not discrimination. This is safety and privacy for everybody. And to make sure that we're using bathrooms, locker rooms, other places where there's a state of undress, that we're using that according to our biological sex at birth.
Representative Bennett says the bill being considered in the Minnesota House presently would simply protect the safety and privacy of people in places like bathrooms and locker rooms where there would be an expectation of privacy. It would also make exceptions for transgendered individuals who have gone through hormone therapy, as well as for parents who bring their small children into the bathroom with them. Representative Bennett explains why measures like this one have unfortunately become necessary in today's society.
What's happening is there's a number of communities in the state who are potentially going to pass laws that say that all bathrooms in that city should be gender neutral. That's a concern. I think we want to just set an overall theme for our state of personal privacy and safety, and that's what this would address. Now, we're not stopping anybody in this bill from having a single stall or single unit bathroom or changing room. You know, we see those around, but we're just saying when you open up a bathroom where a man can come in, and they've already had issues. There's a few states who have laws that, you know, all bathrooms and changing rooms must be gender neutral. Well, those states are starting to have problems where out west somewhere, I believe in one of the states, a man walked into the locker room where a girls' swim team was showering and changing, and he just walked in there and watched for a while and then walked out. Another time there was a man who came in there and undressed completely, and so they can do nothing about that because of those laws.
Of course, if this common sense measure being considered in the Minnesota House were to pass, it would surely face opposition in the Democratic-controlled Senate and from Governor Dayton, who has been deceived on the real intent of measures like these. Reporting for Kinship Christian Radio News, I'm Jay Rudolph.